Okay, I love this song. It was Elton John's opening song for his concert at Arco Arena back 7 or 8 years ago, and it lit the place on fire. Perfect song.
Valerie Okonami, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp, and I know you're into yoga. Tell us about that.
I got into yoga almost 20 years ago, and it hasn't stopped because it makes me feel really good. And that's right. Why you should do it. If you want to keep doing what you're doing as you age, you must do yoga. Charlie,
you ready? Some tips. Sorry, okay. And you actually teach yoga instructors, too.
I do. I train people to be yoga teachers so they can carry on the tradition of helping people be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. It's awesome.
That's a great goal. And you had a couple of groups that you work with that you were going to shout out to?
Oh, yeah. California State Parks Architects over at One Capitol Mall. Hey, and also the attorneys at the Social Security Administration at 1610 Arden Way. Hey.
Downward dog.
Downward dog.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock, and I'm your guest host, Valerie Okonami, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Love this song, Jimi Hendrix. It's timeless. It is about modern society as well as it was then. Timeless.
You can interpret it that way, but certainly a timeless tune. My favorite from Jimmy, and there's a lot to choose from. Valerie Okonami, our guest DJ this morning, and you had a recent appearance on a game show.
Oh, my gosh. Price is Right. I was actually chosen as a contestant. Valerie Okonami, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. There I was. I didn't do very well on the bidding, but I got a consolation check for being on the show, and it aired, I think, in April of last year.
Were you wearing some sort of costume or outfit?
Oh, yeah. I had a bright pink t-shirt with an SPCA logo on it because I know that they're into, like, neuter your pet. You know, they say that at the end of each show. So I just decorated it with a lot of glitter. I drew the Price is Right logo on it and, you know, I love you, Drew, kind of thing.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a weekly digital radio show called Busy Yogi, and I was fortunate enough to interview Herbie Herbert, who is the original manager of Journey, along with Roger Silver, who wrote the song Anytime, which was a hit by Journey. I think it went platinum. But anyways, he wrote a book called Going Sane in San Francisco, and we were talking about that. It was about his growing up in the 70s with some of the original Journey band members in San Francisco and all the crazy shenanigans they went through. And then Herbie's experience with Journey working as a manager, and also Billy Graham was his mentor. I mean, that was special. So he learned how to do it well. I mean, he took Journey to number
one. They had quite a journey.
They had quite a journey. They're still having quite a journey.
Indeed.
But, yeah.
Valerie Okonami, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. Did you ever see Journey on the Day in the Green concerts then?
I did not get to see them.
But you went to some of those.
I went to one. Yeah, I saw like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think I saw the Doobie Brothers there. I think it was, gosh, you know, with all the much fun we had back then, I don't remember, like, all the ones I saw. But
well, you would camp out for the...
We camped out Elkin Coliseum, if you can believe that, just to get a good place close to the stage the next day. Hundreds of us kids would camp out there and then go have coffee and breakfast at Denny's down the street the next morning and stand in line like crazy people. But it was a blast.
Day on the Green back
day
in the
day. Day on the Green. $15 for an all-day ticket. This is Sacramento's Classic Rock, and I'm your guest host, Valerie Okonami, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Robert Plant is probably the best frontman in rock and roll ever. He had all the elements of a good frontman, a little sleaze, a little attitude, but a tremendous talent.
Yeah, you could argue that. And that's a sexy song, you're saying.
It's very sexy.
That is. That rocks as well. Valerie Okonami, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. You had a shout-out?
I have a shout-out to one of my coworkers, Paul Reyes. He's my better half in this market.
Well, I know Paul as well.
You works do. With, that's how we reconnected.
That's right. Through the
He does a lot of work for Vietnam vets.
American Legion.
American
good
Legion.
Job there, Paul. Doobie Brothers now, Eagle.
I have a great memory of Santana. I got to have dinner with the Santana band and spend the weekend with them, the weekend of 11-11-11. So it was a special event. Yeah. A friend from high school is the keyboard player for them, and we reconnected after many decades. And I ended up in Las Vegas for their last weekend at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Right. And yeah. So you had dinner. Did you get to talk with Carlos then?
I did. I told him my favorite album is Caravanserai, and my favorite song is Song of the Wind. Mm. And he's nice. He's a nice guy.
In his own spacey way.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock, and I'm your guest host, Valerie Okunami, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. What a gorgeous song, Layla. I remember being 13 years old. My parents sent me to Hawaii for the summer,
right.
And I was laying on a picnic bench, on a picnic table, overlooking the ocean in a bikini with my eyes closed, and this song came on. I don't know. It was magic. And I still love it.
Absolutely.
Especially the piano at the end.
Mm-hmm. Valerie Okunami, our guest DJ this morning. Also a fan of the Dan.
Steely Dan. Mm. When I was in high school, they came on the scene with guitar riffs I've never heard before. Everybody went crazy, really, over their songs, and I've been a fan ever since. I don't think anybody or any group has come close to creating their style or their sound since. The Allman Brothers, another one of my favorites, because they have two drummers, and that was a new thing back in the day. Tied to the Whipping Post, is that one of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a great song. They just had many. Midnight Riders, probably one of my favorite.
Absolutely. Valerie Okunami, our guest DJ today. And hobbies, what do you like to do?
I like to hike.
Right?
I like to hike whenever I can. Mm-hmm. In a couple of weeks, we're going to Hope Valley to see the fall colors. We also like to go to Bodega Bay, do some hiking out there in Point Reyes, and Pyramid Peak. Pyramid Peak is like a 40% grade all the way up and all the way down. It's a little on the rough side, so, you know, eat a lot of carbs.
I'm winded just thinking about it.
James Gang, what can I say? Joe Walsh, what can I say? He had a lot of rebelliousness to his music and a lot of attitude. That's what I love about him.
And that's rock and roll in a nutshell.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah. The number 49.
Number 49.
Valerie Okunami, our guest DJ today. Been a lot of fun.
It's been a blast, Charlie. Blast from the past.
Yeah. And seen you in many years. Good to see you and have you in here. And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you, Valerie. Stones.
The Stones, Gimme Shelter. When that woman comes on, her voice is so powerful and so amazing that it sends it almost into a gospel territory. That's just my opinion.
Hallelujah.